Warning, the program you're about to listen to may contain explosions.
Boom! Explosion, boys!
Hey, welcome to, what episode are we at, Mr. Andrew?
I think this is episode 19.
We are back today at Anthony's house. This is our second time recording a podcast at Anthony's place. And now he has two mics, which is pretty sweet.
Hooray, now you can hear how terribly sick I sound.
Yeah, also we don't have to make out, which is probably why you got sick. wait. We didn't have to make out. I thought that was part of it.
I'm eating chicken, give me a second.
I know, we stopped just at a McDonald's, and we were supposed to we'll eat McDonald's and we'll have our podcast. But then I was like, nope, could eat them while we're walking there. It was delicious. I made myself a trigger, and it was sweet.
Now I'm a combination of sick and eating chicken, which feels like a terribly greasy combination.
More like chicken. Terribly greasy? That's so funny.
I hate myself so much right now. I really wish I were dead right now. Please, somebody kill me.
Okay. Stop. Yeah. So this is our first podcast after Christmas. And,
Merry Christmas, those of you who listen.
And have, if you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope your Christmas was terrible. Yeah. I don't know what I meant by that.
What did you get for Christmas, Calvin?
I got, well, amongst other things, I got a really sweet, Future Shop, those helicopters there, which were super sweet. It, flies really well, except for I broke it. Well, I decided to blame my sister on breaking it, because, the little tail propeller doesn't work, and she was hitting it a couple times, jokingly. So, I decided to blame her, so I don't have to hold the guilt in my heart. But, I also got a HD video camera, apparently the smallest one you could buy. It's literally just the lens, and it looks pretty sweet. I haven't filmed anything with it
just
yet.
The GoPro?
What
brand is it?
I forget. It's, I will talk into the mic. Thank you, Mr. Anthony. It's more of let's say it's a, I don't know, I want to say it's like Sony, but I'm not sure. But I think it's pretty good. It's pretty sweet. It's HD. HD, because I'm cool like that.
H. There's no
way. I know. I hate H. People say H. I also say Z. I don't say Z.
It's Z, you freaking American.
Z. I don't know. Z. I feel like the D is too much of a harsh letter. It's just because of that. The Z. Yeah.
All I have to say is the letter W. It's two words.
It's three syllables compared to all the other letters, which they all rhyme. There's always the ones that end with an E sound, like C, D, E, B. There's all
G.
G, P, D, again, just because D is my favorite letter.
You should always have double Ds.
Always have double Ds. Word of the day. Always have double D. That's hilarious.
Always have double D's is the word of the day.
The word of the day. Yeah. Of course. Don't mess with that. But yeah. So we've both kind of gone down with sicknesses because, we're metal like that.
Yeah, I know. I kind of sound like some sort of.
Anthony just gave me the funniest look. Okay, Disturbed is more like new metal, I guess, if you could call it that.
I don't listen to metal, so I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, I don't even know, guys.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I sound like a man who wrestles bears for a living.
Oh yeah. It's like Phoebe when she gets a sexy voice. On Friends, when she's voice gets deeper. Anyways.
That's a good episode.
What it was? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And these were your crowd now, everyone. So now you know. It's one of those popper crowds. You get from Christmas poppers / New Year poppers, whatever.
I
love popping things, especially zits on other people's backs.
You weren't gonna say cherries?
Nope, not cherries. Just backs. Seems legit.
Nope. I have a safe full of cherries because I pop it and lock it.
Oh, things just got gangster up in here.
I'm gonna start saying one-off little things because I'm too tired to breathe.
Yeah, I know, eh?
It hurts to breathe through anything, so if I'm talking, I can't breathe.
Yikes. Mentos. Take some Mentos.
Why would Mentos help my sore throat?
Just take it, Andrew. Andrew, eat the Mentos. Just eat the Mentos. Andrew, that's too many Mentos. Andrew, my gosh, think of the children.
I'll wash it down with this Diet Coke.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, that's the best. I've done that once. It was pretty sweet.
Wait, you actually did that?
Yeah.
I drank it?
No, I didn't drink it. No. That would have been deadly. I would have died. I wouldn't be here right now. I'd probably be over there. And then he just keeps offering us chocolate, and I'm going to eat one.
There's just so much chocolate all over everything.
This one, Lids. It's all about Lids, guys. Lindor. It's all about the Lids sales where they have discounts because they're like not perfect, little tiny imperfections, and they're just as delicious, but they're like half price. And you're like, yes, please, Mother Tripper. Mother Tripper.
Well, what is a Mother Tripper?
Still a question. They trip others. Like, they're just really annoyed. Like, you see a mom walking down the street, they're like, nope. And then they fall a little bit, you know? A little bit.
That was an obtuse explanation.
I know, right? You know, I've actually started doing a lot of Omegle because I'm a sick fuck. And straight up. And what I do is...
Only sick fucks use Omegle.
Only sick fucks use Omegle, of course. And what I've started doing is... like, I'll start, like, because everyone's there, out there for cyber sex. And I find that so weird. Anyways. So I'm out there, and I'm like, how about a cyber-committed relationship? And then I, like, complain about, like, trivial things. And then I hopefully get into an argument about nothing, which is the best. Like, you never listen to me anymore. Well, if you weren't such a bitch, well, you suck. Anyways, it's really hilarious. I always end up sleeping with their secretary, and then we both get pregnant.
You and the secretary? You
me
and the person.
Secretary, yep. Yep, yep.
Explain how this works.
I don't know, because I never really specify a gender. Because usually I end up being a female character, because it's funnier that way.
I was pregnant in Nom once.
Pregnant in Nom? No, was it in what you called? In, what's that book? Watchmen, where the Joker, the comedian, ends up just killing this pregnant Vietnamese woman.
Yes.
Yeah, that seems legit.
Oh, Lindor.
Pretty funny, yeah. But yeah, well, this is so delicious.
I'm just glad I got a Christmas this year. Mm. I think being Jewish, I was all like, oh, I'm not going to get a Christmas. I don't have a Christian girlfriend. And I still don't have a Catholic girlfriend. I have a Jewish girlfriend. But we did Christmas anyways.
Fair enough.
It was fun.
I only date girls based on what time of year is and what holidays are coming up. So when Ramadan comes up, watch out, Muslim ladies.
Wow, that was incredibly racist on so many levels.
How is it racist? I'm saying Ramadan, Muslim ladies. Like, those are Muslims celebrate Ramadan. That's not racist.
Calvin, I just love this sometimes.
Oh, yeah. No, I was actually recently talking to a girl from Israel. What's his name? With a deep voice. I cough way out of the mic.
No, it's on like, day.
Chocolate rain. No, but I was talking to this girl from Israel. She was 14, apparently. She was not hot. Stop asking me that, Andrew, Anthony. I'm going to purge you of your sins.
Wait, what?
Well, I don't know what that means. But no, it's...
I'm going to have no more sins.
It was interesting talking to her because she had like a sort of... Like, she had a certain outlook on like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And like, I don't know. She seemed She was basically like, most of the Palestinians are fucking crazy. And I'm like, no, that's not totally true. There must be some truth behind it. She's like, nope. And it sucks because we had a pleasant conversation. We got to know each other a bit. You know, we weren't like it sucks that it got so heated. That's why I'm so angry about. But and she was also like an atheist. She wasn't like strongly Jewish or anything. So like that, I feel like that helped us connect a little bit.
The fact that you also don't believe in God.
Yeah, exactly. Like because I can imagine in Israel, like a Jewish Israeli person can be very. Like, imagine them being very, very like strictly religious. You know, so. So that was totally fine, but like I don't know, it felt like she was making judgments on my access to media, like how I didn't know anything because my media was so corrupt. But I'm like, how can you say that? How do you know about my media? I'm backed out. I said, look, it's fair enough. I don't know as much as like you do. You live it more than I do. You know, like I encounter it every here and there, but like I don't know. I don't think it was. She was kind of being unfair in the sense that it was like. You can't make judgments on where I am if I can't make judgments on you are, you know? That seems to make sense.
Well, a few summers back when I was in California, I met a lot of Israelis there. We encountered that same issue a bunch of times.
Mm. Right. The thing is, I feel like the States is pro-Israel. I think that's true. I think they're backing Israel, but I feel...
Well, the U.S. is pro-underdog.
Not necessarily. They're pro whoever has oil.
That is a good point.
You know, it's not... The Palestinians are definitely the underdogs because they're basically their military efforts are just single guys a suicide bombing. Basically, that's their fighting back. I mean, you can't really fight back against that, which kind of sucks. And it also sucks that people are dying on both sides. You know, and I feel like I just wanted to say that it was more complex than that. In every situation, there's everyone has a certain goal that's not being met, or they're upset for a certain reason, and you know, you just gotta, you've gotta figure that out. You know, you can't just dismiss one side as being fucking crazy and the other side as being fucking awesome. You know, like it's not just that simple.
Except for Canada versus America.
Yeah. Oh, clearly, clearly.
Because well, we're that's both.
Why, yeah.
We're Canada's both. Fucking crazy awesome.
Fucking crazy awesome. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what the noise was. I can't make noises right now, apparently.
Fair enough.
I'm just stuck sounding like this for the next like day or two.
Oh, yeah. But it's weird because I talk to some people and they're like, wow, you're 19? I'm like, yeah, 19's pretty fucking old. Like, I the fact that I sound smart, it should be normal for 19-year-olds. That's what I thought. Sometimes I was talking to someone who's 28, and they're like, I've never read a book. And I'm like, what? Like, never read a book. Are you sure about that? Like, anyways.
Do you want to double check your answer?
Do you want to go back on that? Like, I try to convince them, like, reading's awesome, you know? Well, I'm currently reading a book, but it's an audio book, so...
What book?
I'm reading Zenocide by Orson Scott Card. It's the continuation of the Ender series. This is like thousands and thousands of years later. Ender's still alive, of course, because he's been traveling through the galaxies, and because of the relativistic time travel thing, relativistic light speeds. So basically, for him, it feels like 2 weeks, but to everyone else, it's 40 years, because he's traveling great distances to big colonies everywhere. It's pretty.
Seems
crazy.
Like a hassle.
You know, it was his point, because he wanted to go far away, and like he went to world, like helping people out. You know, he was a speaker for the dead, which is sort of this pseudo religion that kind of popped up. That was like, once someone dies, you go and talk to everyone that knew them and try to figure out the truth of this person's life, like all the bad things, all the good things. You know,
wait, every time someone dies?
No. If you call for someone, if you call for a speaker for the dead, like some people, they want their own religious thing. You know, like they're only come if they're called. And because of the treaty of the religious freedom, basically, if someone calls one, you have to like let that happen. You like let not letting that happen like would allow the government to vold your religious license, which means like some colonies are like say Christian, or some colonies are like it's like this weird. It's a Chinese religion. It's not necessarily Chinese, of course. Not politically correct at all, but I'm saying there's just like this spirituality of like the gods that exists on this other world called the Path. It's being discussed in this book, and
isn't that part of Taoism?
Yes, I think it is Taoism. I think there's this whole thing where they think they're being contacted by gods. Like there's a certain people that are god spoken on this planet, and like they literally like there's we're hearing it through the eyes. We're hearing it through the eyes through the mouth of this one girl. I forget her name. It's a hard to pronounce name in English, of course. But basically what it is, she hears gods, and what they do is they make her perform this ritual. This ritual is reading the lines on boards. So basically, anytime she has an impure thought or she's ungodlike, she has to perform this ritual, or else she'll be under extreme pain. Like, these gods aren't nice guys or anything. They just kind of, like, make people suffer if they're not doing the right thing. So
asshole gods.
Yeah. My current guess is that there's some kind of life form that actually exists and is communicating them to them telepathically, sort of like, and because this whole thing how like the Hive Queen can talk telepathically to her people, and how the Pequeninos, this other alien life form who has a really interesting life cycle, they end up as a tree. Their final stage in life is a tree, and that's where they can mate. And so like. And the trees can communicate telepathically, and also like in weird ways with the land, like the moving mammaloid like creatures that they evolve from. Not evolve, but like, you know, they're what kind of baby forms? Well, the whole system.
Just explain the life cycle now.
I'm gonna explain
so
the
intrigued.
Life cycle. So basically, you start off as these weird little like, you know, like little fetus-like creatures that they all live in this tree, and they're fed and they're fed by the females. And of course, these females are the what are you looking at me for, Anthony? I'm gonna talk into the mic so hardcore. Wow, I clipped. Clip. Anyways,
I love watching those two argue.
I know. So basically.
No, that's game for you.
Oh, I like my gain, but
more gain for me.
More gain. King of the Britons.
King of the gains.
King of the gains. But no, so basically, basically, they live in here. They're fed by the females. And the females in the tree, the little fetus ones, they're sexually mature. And they're taken off to mate with the fully grown tree males. It's you're never it's that's just how it works. And then once they once they get the sap from the tree, they go back and then they have their babies. And then whoever's born from them eats out of them and kills them. And then those creatures survive. The males go in and but sometimes some females are allowed to mature. They're not impregnated and they're allowed to grow up. And their job is to care for the little ones. The first stage. So the females can go into the second stage. They cannot go into a third stage because the third stage is strictly for males. The males, what they do is they become the second stage is this like monkey-like creature. Let's just say that there's all the weird stuff. They're called piggies, which pequeninos is in Portuguese, which is the language of the colony that is on their planet. And so that's their, I guess, their official name, pequeninos. And then the planet they're on is called Lusitania. That helps you understand this. How? I don't know.
I'm so lost. I'm so intrigued.
So there's these monkeys. And the monkeys, when they die, when they are killed, they're arranged a certain way, and a tree just grows out of them. This all happens because there's a certain virus that plagues this entire world called the Descolada. And the Descolada basically is what made them have to, like, adapt and form their life cycle with the trees. And every other living creature, I think there's only four or five species on this entire planet. They all end up becoming a plant of some sort. Like, you know, like the birds become a certain kind of vine. The fishes become a certain kind of reed. You know, like there's this whole, everything's connected to an actual.
Wouldn't that planet eventually become too densely forested?
Not necessarily, because what the animals do is sometimes they, like, the trees, they can communicate to each other, but they can also, if they're beaten on, you can, they can change the density of their trunk and actually make it so, like, they can talk using that. So if a piggy beats on the tree, it can make itself talk to a certain rhythm. There's a whole procedure to it, so they can communicate, but trees can also give themselves, like, they can kill themselves, essentially, for the greater good of the whole society, so their trees can be used, their bark can be used as tools, or, like, weapons to fight or something. Or, like, or use as firewood, intense. Yeah. That's intense. And they can also give crazy. Up part of themselves to be used by the community.
And this is just the cyber-futuristic version of the Giving Tree, isn't it?
Essentially, basically, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's basically Orson Kotzgard.
Long story for plagiarism.
Long story, plagiarism. TLDR, plagiarism. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about this book, not gonna lie.
DMHS.
DMHS?
Doesn't matter, had sex.
Makes sense. Doesn't matter, had sex. I don't even care anymore. I just had crazy sex, guys.
Well, that's like if you're telling a story and all of a sudden the story's like really boring, you're kind of like, to end the story, go, and then I found $10. Or then I had sex.
And then I had sex. No one else was involved in the story. I know. What? What does that even mean?
God, I'm so sick. I'm just gonna play the podcast.
Yikes.
That's where I'm gonna finish work today. I'm gonna get home and I'm gonna pass the fuck out and take the next 4 days off.
Yeah, it seems legit. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I thought you were saying polo. Blah blah blah. Is it she was supposed to be our guest, but somehow that didn't work out. What's up with that?
She has work tonight. Well, she was out with her friends. Her and a few friends went down to their country house.
Who has friends?
I'll break all your legs.
Yeah, sorry, what?
Went down to her country house. Not her country house, but her friend's country house.
No, no, no. So what? Sorry, I was just musically inspired, okay?
I'm gonna hurt you so bad. Wasn't part of this whole process not talking over each other?
Lame.
Anyway, so she got back today. She's at work now. I'm gonna see her there. She said she's gonna be left home, and then she wants to go home and actually get a good night's sleep. Right. She's work the next morning anyways.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm off for 4 days. But we're gonna figure out what to do for New Year's. Apparently we're doing Friday night out dancing.
You did me. Oh yeah. Not gonna get raped. Hopefully.
You're totally
I invited right. Corey, by the way. And he's like, you're woo! Because I'm so good at getting myself laid, I want to get Corey laid.
I like to see that happen. Worst case scenario, you just sleep with him.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
You can't lose. It's going to happen.
Sorry.
You can't lose. Cut to 40 years later, our next episode, the lovely at the wedding of Corey and Calvin.
40 years later? Wow. I took my time.
Well, the whole gay marriage thing takes time.
Yeah, fair enough. No, it's legal here, eh?
Yeah, we're awesome like that.
Gay marriage, or as like us in Canada like to call it, marriage.
Because I didn't gay park my car or gay brunch earlier.
We talked about this, how like gay
casting.
We've
made this joke so many
times.
I think I've mentioned this every episode last few weeks.
Yeah, done.
Gay casting.
Wait,
we had
gay
an episode
podcast
called gay casting.
We made fun
that
of
was literally a thing.
I'm so out of it.
I'm so out of money.
Oh, I'm going to have to go to work and do a whole... What do you call those workshop things?
Workshops. What do you do? Are you like teaching people stuff? Or?
Yeah, it's a French class on the iPad too. Aww. I'm probably going to get them and be like, anyone want to take that from me? I can't do it right now. I can't even talk straight. That would be amazing if you had one.
Can you talk gay? Brought back the old joke, so that's funny.
I'm going to break every bone in Calvin's body.
I was using those.
If you would like a free bone, just call in.
Contact us at 1-800-514-7. Just seven. We got lucky.
I don't know how we got that one.
Yeah.
Apparently we're even drugs now.
Drugs.
What's it? Now I'm making sure. This is actually medicine.
It's actually this.
Because coming from you, last time I had a pill small and white like this.
I died.
I'm sure you didn't.
I swear to God.
That's hilarious. Hey. This is a children's show. Keep that away.
I only have seven. I have many of those.
Okay, there are
some. I have many of. Also today, I went, for the first time in a while, I worked out. I went with Anthony and our friend Kevin to what's it called, like Club Sportif Côte d'Ies, or something like that. Anyways, it was pretty awesome. I worked my body out, and girls looked at my body, and then I noted that I worked out, and then I shook it. Also, I wiggled.
Did you bounce that dick?
I also bounced that dick.
At any point, were you shuffling today?
I might have been. I do have it to shuffle. I did shuffle cards for Risk that we played today.
Which we totally beat Anthony at.
Yeah, we totally beat Anthony. Anthony was so...
And you have no way to prove otherwise.
I know. So good. We were just the best. Like, seriously. Like, I had, like, all the continents ever and some. I actually had, like...
I had
Antarctica also.
I had the moon.
Yeah, good call.
I had all 39 moons of Jupiter.
All 39 moons of Jupiter? That'd be so epic.
You know Jupiter has 39 moons, right?
Oh, it makes sense.
I asked Siri the other day to make sure.
Oh, Siri's awesome.
I had a customer who was like, so does Siri do everything? I'm like, yeah. Prove it. Pull my phone. I'm like, what do I ask? how many moons does Jupiter have? 39. There you go.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong, internet.
Prove me wrong, the internet. Siri's like, with all the crowdsourcing, that's the term. If you get enough people, they'll do it for you. You know, they'll do anything for you, you know? Well, if you make it, you know, like, if you get enough people wanting to figure something out, eventually, even if some are wrong, the average is going to be the right answer, you know?
If you build it, they shall come?
Exactly. Exactly.
Especially the thing you build is a giant orgasm machine. Then
a giant come. Orgasm machine.
Then you like, know they'll come.
I don't want normal-sized orgasm. Club Sportif? Oh, yeah, the air circulation machine, which is an orgasm
air
machine.
Air circulation? No, blood circulation.
Oh, okay.
Now,
air
please
circulation
explain
machine.
This machine to me.
It intrigued. Just shook.
You stand on. It's a machine you stand on, and it basically gets the blood flowing throughout your body.
And so does masturbation. Well, it's just kind of like vibrated awkwardly.
That's like flowing out your body.
Girl flowed that body. Well, no. Blood does not flow out of your body when you masturbate, right? That's true. Okay, good.
What happens
with me? Are you going to get that checked out, Anthony? I'm not sure.
I caught a screw to
live with it. Makes sense. Seems legit.
On that note, I wanted to talk about something today.
I made a note.
Oh, yes. We already got the masturbation doll out of the way.
I know. Good. Woof! I've also gone on Omegle a lot, and what I do is I'll be like, does anyone know a good time to publicly masturbate? I've been arrested 5 times, that I really need help.
Any good advice?
No. Everyone's like, noon, don't do it. Midnight. That's it.
No, you should go on Omegle, start getting like cyber sex sessions, but like taking your time before mentioning you're a guy until it's too late.
No, but they always ask, like, I hate when they ask male or female, because I'm like, when I say male, they're gonna leave. So I'm gonna say female.
You're the worst kind of person on the internet.
Yeah, because there's no girls on the internet.
Even that 14-year-old girl you were talking to in Israel?
Obviously she was a guy. Or a robot. Or...
both.
Also the best is, you know how people be like, 17, yes. Male, horny. I'll be like, 17, male, flaccid. So, like, and then people ask, where's flaccid? What's flaccid? Like, you're so stupid.
You're just, what country is horny in?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That was what you called. I'll be like, let's cuddle. Let's talk about our emotions, guys.
Bess, you go into a cyber sex session and be like, okay, I'll be a gorilla, you be a dolphin. Go.
Go.
And just let it go, get as amazingly awkward as possible.
Oh, yeah. No, I got it to like, well, I think we're both very much joking, because I started off with 76 gelatinous blob right behind you. Like, and then they're like, can I touch you gelatinously? I'm like, are you gelatinous? And they're like, kind of. And they're like, can I see a picture of your gelatinous body? I sent this picture of this like derpy looking fish. And things got pretty hot from there.
At that point, I would have disconnected.
I would have continued. It was pretty awesome. And the best is like, when you find, like, you have to act enough weird enough, but like in a good way. So people are like, I want to talk to this person, but not like, oh my god, this person's terrifying.
I like you, the terrifying guy.
Terrifying guy. Let me take my wizard hat and robe.
Commence roleplay now. I put on my robe and wizard hat. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
There was the famous Omegle conversation online with the Ash and Misty roleplay.
No, I didn't.
The guy joins the room, and he's like, let's roleplay. I'll be Ash, you be Misty. And they start roleplaying, and then eventually he goes, I swear behind you, rip off my Misty costume and shove my giant tube of your ass. It's me, Gary, surprise. And the guy's like, screw this, I'm leaving. You can't, I'm ignoring you. You can't ignore my girth. And that was just this famous line forever.
You can't ignore my girth. But there's a new thing on Omegle, though, where you can ask a question and then watch two strangers battle it out. It's like,
wait, what?
You could ask a question, and then they'll like start the conversation with that question already in the air, and you can watch strangers talk about it. Like, that's why when I asked my public masturbation joke, so like two people were like, "What? Why is this a thing?"
I would ask, "Do you believe in me?" Signed, God.
Signed, God. But yeah, it's pretty hilarious because like. Yeah, so sometimes I'll be like, is this the Google Scotty? Also, pick me up some prune juice.
Is this the Google Scotty? What does that even mean?
I like to imagine it's this old man who's like, God, I snuck up to a computer and just typed in and then press enter. And I'm like, what happened?
Well, did you remember the guy who basically, I think I mentioned this before on the show. The guy basically created a Twitter account for his father and told him this is what Google is.
Yes.
Type it in here. So we're just seeing all those Google searches in Twitter. Also, you know Twitter started censoring people?
How? Why?
They took some accounts and like they deleted like, a bunch of accounts at once, including one guy who is clearly not a bot. Like, clearly he was a regular person. But he was posting all these articles about like the whole, like, you know, Occupy Wall Street and shit and, like, you know, protesting it.
Yeah.
And they blocked him. They deleted his account.
Why?
And then eventually he was back to me like, oh, we are a mistake. We thought you were a bot. You got swept up in an account sweep. We're sorry. Oh. No, you just got caught.
Yeah, kind of lame. That's how it always is, though. Like, there's, like, what's it called? Who started getting... GoDaddy started supporting SOPA, which is the whole censor the internet thing. Tisk, tisk. And everyone's like, well, gonna switch my domain name off GoDaddy. And then GoDaddy's like, oh, so sorry. We don't believe that anymore. Like, you know, like, I think it's hilarious.
Although apparently they still do.
Well, yeah. Like, it's just, it's kind of stupid.
Like, they're not publicly supporting it, but they're still voting for it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know how they, yeah. But, speaking of Firefly, we weren't speaking of Firefly at all.
But we always should
be. We always should be. No, there's this guy, this professor, like, you know, he's a professor, he puts, like, things he believes in on his door, and he had this picture of the captain, I don't remember his name.
Mal,
there we are, and a picture of the captain with, if I kill you, you'll be facing me, and you'll be armed, like, there's a quote about that,
It's his quote, yeah.
And so basically-
I'll never stab you in the back, if you know one thing about me, if I'm gonna kill you- You'll be facing me, we'll both be armed.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like kind of this thing. And then they got censored by the university because apparently it's threatening, sort of. And it's like, no, that's not funny at all. How can you take this down? It's ridiculous. And they're like, they're threatening him. They're saying, like, this is unacceptable. They're giving all this shit about it. And he put up this other poster also that's like, fascism may cause loss of rights or death. And, like, that got, like, censored too. And eventually he took to the internet. And, of course, the internet's full of Firefly lovers. Whoop, whoop. I'm going to start watching more of that.
You have to watch that show. I'm sure, like,
which episodes did I see? Do you know? Do you remember?
I showed you the first episode, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So I think we watched the one where he introduced all the characters.
Right.
Which was the out of air.
Okay, so I'll watch the second episode then. I was trying to figure out which one I should watch, and then I got bored. But the thing is, the whole, like, this whole thing started supporting him, and there's, like, guys like you're taking away his Fourth Amendment rights. This was happening in the States, of course. And, like, he's allowed to say this. It's not anywhere threatening. By any reasonable person would not feel physically threatened in any way by this. So, yeah, the university ended up having to go, like, oh, no, sorry. Like, there's a while where they're even supporting this person who is this campus security person or whatever, whoever was behind this. So they should have quietly settled it and not, like, made a whole stink over something they were clearly wrong about, you know?
Yeah, but it's always going to happen. It's always going to be we try to be better than you, and then the internet takes it, and they go, fine, we'll slide with the masses. We don't want to fight about it.
Who are usually right, you know? Like,
on the topic of television, though, Doctor Ooh. Who Christmas special kicked so much ass.
Oh, I actually watched those.
It was actually really good.
Really good.
It was, what I saw was, like, from a few years ago or something. Apparently. You watched Doctor Who?
Not Doctor Who?
Oh, me and Doctor your girlfriend Who. Became best friends.
Yeah.
No. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no
we
more,
don't even
say
know
no
what the conversation is. All I'm here is, me and your girlfriend are going to be best friends. And exactly.
No one can hear the no you just said.
Exactly.
No!
What? You want me to have sex with you right now, Anthony? Anthony, what? Yeah. That's inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now. Oh, wow.
We can record it.
That was really violent. You should have said that. Also racist. Also racist.
That was vaguely racist. Oh. All the things would be vaguely racist or vaguely sexist.
Vaguely sexist.
We're extremely racist
and sexist. Unlike my things vague, like my...
Badge.
What? What? Why did you make me say that, Anthony? Why did I was like, I'm just going to say whatever the next person says, and it happened to be badge. Sorry, the internet.
And now we can officially say that Calvin said the word badge 4 times this episode.
Yeah. The badge episode. We're cool like that. Oh. Well, anyways, I think that's enough for today.
Oh, God, let me go to sleep.
Yeah. And so now we can go stuff our face with more candy and let Andrew go off to his exciting job at the fruit store.
Oh, where I will die a slow, painful
Remember,
day.
Guys, stay classy, stay sexy, and stay safe.
And remember, don't eat koalas. They're poisonous.
Or I'll kill you.